Doubt is such a strange thing. There'll be times where you succeed and there are times that you fail. So wasting your time doubting whether you're going to be successful or not is pointless. It is. I mean, you just put one foot in front of the other, you control what you can't control, and then you see what the outcome is. Right? If you win, great. You're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey over again. If you lose, it sucks, but you're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey all over again anyway. Right? So it's really pointless to sit here and debate or have doubt or this, that, and the other. You train as hard as you can, and you step out there and you let it flow.
What is the common denominator of failure? Why are you failing? You never say, because of me. Oh, it's the competition. It's the economy. It's the president. If you wake up tomorrow morning and blame your failure on someone or something else, you have no reason to change, do you? But if you woke up in the morning and looked in the mirror and said, I am failing because of me, the decisions that I make, the energy I put in, I'm not passing the blame. If you look in the mirror tomorrow and say that, you will change. Because nobody likes thinking of themselves as a failure.
If for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, what would you be like? What would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? You'd be 10 times more efficient, 20 times more efficient. You have no idea how efficient people get.
It's a choice. You just have to wake up. You just have to break through. You have to be relentless. You have to never let off the gas, never stop, never quit. Never allow anyone to talk you out of the dream, the vision, and ideas that God has sent you.
Take advantage of today. Tomorrow might not exist. Tomorrow, yes, if it comes, great. If tomorrow comes, it's a gift. What we have is a blessing of today. Make today happen.
You must be very intentional and deliberate. You're not going to wake up one day and find a law degree. You're going to have to work for it.
And your problem is, you wake up on Monday and you might be strong, but by Wednesday, you're not intentional and deliberate. You are hoping that the best is going to happen to you, and the best never happens to you. You got to be intentional and deliberate, whether you're making money or not making money. You got to decide that you're going to do something, and you got to do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. The problem with some of you in this room, you're not intentional and deliberate. You're a good person that just hopes the good stuff is going to happen to you. I don't want you to keep doing dumb stuff and say, my life is miserable. No, your life is not miserable. Your ability to make adjustments, to make corrections is messed up.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. We don't get this again. We don't get this again. The clock runs too fast. That's why we got to savor these moments. Because they right now.
They print money. They don't print time. They don't print opportunities. You can lose money and get it back. You can't get time back. You can't get experiences back. Average people focus on money. The greats focus on time. Because I can't get my time back.
And you're too slow. You're too casual. You think too much. You need to get in a hurry. The separator is going to be who takes massive action quickly.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. One action will be sitting on the fucking couch, stagnant. You put your body in motion. You will remain in motion. Your mind's in motion. Everything's in motion. And when everything's in motion, what happens? You give birth to new opportunities.
You keep negotiating the price you're paying. Man, all the work I'm putting in, it's not paying off. I don't see my family as much. I got to do all this. You start negotiating it all the time, and it's sapping all your damn energy. Successful people don't negotiate price. They negotiate worth. Could this be worth it to me to pay this? And once you decide it's worth it to win, it's worth it to be somebody, the negotiation stops.
All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category.
I will my way to the top. Some of you got that same fight in you, but you fight people. You're still cussing folk out. You're still laying hands on people. That's the easy fight. Now fight your bad habits. Fight your addictions now. Fight your laziness. Fight your procrastination. Take that energy now and fight to get a degree. Fight to start a company. Fight. Most of y'all where y'all are because you never take ownership. It's always somebody else's problem. It's always somebody else's fault why you didn't do what you were supposed to do. It's not their fault. Take ownership. Take the parts that belong to you. Why? Because I'm the one that's messing up opportunities. I'm the one that keeps repeating my past. And you need to free yourself up and start doing something new. But you can't do new until you get rid of that old. Cut it off. Cut it off.
Cut it off. Do what you're supposed to do. You ain't no boy no more.
Understand every time you point the finger that what you're saying to your dreams and goals is, I'm about to put you on hold. You got to take ownership. I take full responsibility, and I'll do whatever it takes. I take ownership. I'll get up. I'll stay late. And that's why you point the finger, because you don't like how the pain feels. That's why you say he did it and she did it. That's why you give the power away, because it hurt too bad to say, I did it. I take ownership. It was my fault. That's why you point the finger. You ain't ready for the pain.
You grown. You got ideas. You got talent. You got gifts. Stop shrinking down. Stop minimizing yourself. Take the risk on you. Take the risk on you. You owe you.
And there's some of you, you know what you want, but you are not personally willing to do the work it takes to get it. What you're trying to do is do what you've done on this level and get the next level. You're like, I'm getting up every day. I'm lifting weights. I'm eating right. And I'm not getting the opportunity. It might require getting up and working out 3.5. It might require you saying no to your friends. It might require you changing your diet. It might require you moving to another city. Whatever it takes, you got to be willing to do it. And you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else.
I have to take complete ownership. Internally, I had to look at all the things that I didn't have control over and say, I got to take control.
You're putting in work, and just because you can't see the results, you want to quit or give up. I ain't never quit. I ain't never give up. I ain't never give in. I just kept grinding. If you keep going, you're going to break through. The only people that don't break through are the people who scoreboard watching.
When you go out there, I need you to have that dog. When you get out there, I need you to kill or be killed when you get out there. We ain't playing no more. We ain't taking no prisoners no more.
If you go to the gym and you work out and you come back and you look in the mirror, you will see nothing. And if you go to the gym the next day and you come back and you look in the mirror, you will see nothing. So clearly there's no results, can't be measured. It must not be effective. So we quit. Or if you fundamentally believe that this is the right course of action and you stick with it, you commit yourself to the regime, the exercise. But if you stick with it consistently, I'm not exactly sure what day, but I know you'll start getting into shape.
If you hit an oak tree 1,000 times in 1,000 different spots, what's going to happen? Absolutely nothing. But if you hit an oak tree 1,000 times in the exact same spot, you know what's going to happen? You're going to bring it down. You're going to do the impossible.
People put out goals, dreams, and aspirations and what they want to accomplish, but you very rarely hear people say what they're willing to sacrifice in order to make it happen. They'll tell you the goal, the dream, the aspiration. They'll tell you they want to be great, but they're not going to say, I'm going to stop going out on Friday night. They're not going to say, I'm going to sacrifice and I'm going to stay late.
I got to clear my mind of some stuff, but when I get up there, I got to do what I got to do. Why? Because success is not a failing. It's a mindset.
You have to commit to becoming better. You have to commit to being a person of action. You have to commit to being someone who doesn't just talk, but follows through. You have to plan ahead. And by planning ahead, you have to create a life in your head that is so fucking great that even if you fall short, you're gonna be better than everybody else.
Your problem is you start something, you stop it. You start something, you stop it. You feel good, you do it. You don't feel good, you quit. Stop doing stuff in January that you know you're not gonna do in March. I'm just saying, whatever you do, be on time and be consistent. People who do stuff consistently and on time, they surpass people who talented and gifted.
Sometimes it ain't about being the most talented. Sometimes it ain't about being the smartest. Sometimes it's about consistency. Consistency. Just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it and never stop and never give up and never quit and keep doing it day after day, play after play, second after second.
You should work every day like somebody's working 24 hours a day to take it away from you. If you're not working to get better on a daily basis, if you're not pursuing the fulfillment of your own true potential, you are losing. You're either getting better or you're getting fucking passed by people who are. Every time you kick back and you think you're the greatest and you think you're the and you think you're the best at what you do, there is somebody that's 1 inch behind you that gets better than you.
If you do this morning, noon, and at night, it's gonna happen. The only way it doesn't happen is you're not focusing on it and you're not giving it energy. So even if you're better than me, it doesn't matter. If I'm putting energy out in the world is gonna respond, because if I put energy on it, it ain't no way it's not gonna happen. The only way I'm not going to be the best is if I'm not out there.
You're acting like doing well is an option. That's not an option. Show up. That means I come every single time, on time. It means every time I come, I put in 120% or I don't come. Why? Because I'm trying to be the best. Every single day you wake up, if you're going to have energy, if you're going to have drive, every day you wake up, you got to start with that vision.
People look at those of us who are successful like we're superhuman. We're not. We're normal people like you. The only difference is we wake up with clarity. We wake up knowing exactly what we want. We wake up knowing exactly what our purpose is. When you understand what you're after, when you know what your outcomes are, when you know what you desire, you wake up every single morning and you go after it. And if you're not willing to do it every single day, you're not going to beat the man that's doing it every single day. I'm not the best, but they have not outworked me. I'm not the best. I'm a beast. The real beast is when their legs give out. The real beast when they tire. The real beast find a way to pull something out when nobody else ain't got nothing.
Everybody's got big plans, but the plan's out the window when they get punched in the face.
When everything says quit, keeps you going.
Sometimes you gotta start all over again. Sometimes you gotta refresh, and you're so worried about your bills. You're so focused on everything else but you, and you don't realize you are what's gonna blow you up. You are what's gonna change your situation. You are what's gonna take you to the next level.
The only thing that's going to determine is the inside world. The things that you believe and the actions you take every day are what shape your destiny.
Through every dark night, there's a bright day after that. So no matter how hard it gets, stick your chest out, keep your head up, and handle it.
We can choose to surrender, or we can choose to take a stand and fight. And you've just got to decide that my life is worth this kind of effort. And fight with everything in you, night and day, with every breath that you have.
You must be patient, persistent, and positive no matter what. Because when you are negative, ladies and gentlemen, you're sending out negative energy and you're blocking your good.
I, as an act of my will, I've decided I'm going to rejoice. I made up my mind. I'm going to be happy. I made up my mind. I'm going to enjoy with what I got left. I'm going to maximize this. Shake yourself. Get rid of stinking thinking and bad attitudes and things that are holding you back. Don't shape yourself around the comings and goings of this world. Don't shape your opinions and your attitudes around circumstances that you cannot change. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. As soon as you decide to stop looking for answers in other people and miracles somewhere down the yellow brick road and click the heel to your mind, you could have been 3 years ago. I cannot step into the future and still think in my past. I cannot let the rumors and the stain of what they said about me destroy my opportunity, because a new life comes from a new mind and a new way of looking at your life.
Everybody has a turn back moment. Everybody has a crossroad. You can either decide to continue or to quit, to go forward or to go back.
I need you to evaluate yourself and ask yourself the question, how are you wired? When you have a trial or a tribulation, how are you wired? When you hear the word no, does it break you? I'm wired differently. I get excited about no. I love no. I love it. It turns me on. No, Eric, I'll be back. I'll be stronger when I come back.
Don't shun the no. Every no, you take the no and you recycle it. You hold on to it. You embrace every no, and you let each no make you callous to no. You get so strong that when you hear no, it turns you on.
And for many of you, you have robbed yourself of a full life because you don't want to deal with crises, because they're uncomfortable, and because you're timid and passive, you run from them.
There's going to be some scars.
The scars going to come. You might as well get blessed by the scars. They're going to come. There's going to be scars. There's going to be defects. There's going to be problems. You running from the blessing. There's going to be scars. This is earth. There's going to be some hiccups. We're going to take some L's. We're going to get hurt. We're going to cry. We all go through it. You think you're the only one? You think you special? Some of you, though, you let your pain fuck you. You let your pain make you quit.
I'm telling you, do me a favor. Just don't let it break you. If you get past it on the other side of it, it's going to be phenomenal.
I don't want to go through this process, but nevertheless, take me through the fire. And there are those of you, you were this close, but you compromised. You let your feelings get the best of you. And you let a little pain stop you from your dream. Girl, you was there. You was running your business. You was there. I didn't quit.
because people didn't understand.
I worked harder, but people didn't support me.
You better grind, because if you don't, you'll be stuck at that adversity for the rest of your life. Whatever it is, you'll be stuck there. Why don't I get something for us?
You ain't got to have the best head in life. You ain't got to start with the two-parent background. You ain't got to start with wealth. You ain't got to start with your parents graduated. It's not the hand that you dealt. It's how you play your hand.
When people die, or people get sick, or something happens in your life, if all you're doing it for is a car and a house, that can stop you. But if you're doing it for your mom, for your siblings, for your family, for your community, nothing can stop you. You cannot be broken. When you have an intrinsic goal, when you're doing it because you value it, when you're doing it because you can, when you're doing it because it represents who you are, when it's internal, nothing can stop you. No mountain, no trial, no tribulation. Nothing can stop you when it's deeper than just money and stuff. I can. I will. I must. It's gonna rain sometimes. I will. You're gonna feel discouraged sometimes. I will. No matter what the obstacle, I will. I will. I will. I must.
What's that thing that's gonna pump you up and get you over that mountain? What's gonna pump you up and get you past that disease? What's gonna pump you up and get you past bankruptcy? What's gonna pump you up and get you to the other doggone side? Despite the circumstance, you can win. Despite the adversity, you can win. I'm trying to tell you, you can win.
You know, sometimes you get that feeling in life that things aren't going my way. You hear people say that. Things aren't going my way right now. Listen, things just don't go your way. That's not the way the world works. You gotta make them go your way. You think things are gonna just happen for you? Well, they're not just gonna happen for you. You gotta make them happen. Go make things happen.
Do what you need to do to get up, to make yourself get up and get going. And I know you just wanna get 5 more minutes of sleep, just 5 more minutes. And I'm telling you, no, rise up and aggressively move forward down the path. Get yourself in the game. Shut down all those pathetic excuses and get after it.
It doesn't matter how I'm doing. It doesn't matter how I slept last night. It doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter when the last time I ate. It doesn't matter.
I don't care how you're feeling, and neither should you.
It's actually not that complicated. Are you going to work out today? Yes or no? Are you going to eat the donut? Yes or no? Are you going to win? Yes or no? Don't allow for any gray area in there. Get rid of the debate. Make the binary code decision. Yes or no? And you know the right decision to make. So go and make it.
If you're not consistently congruent, and if you're not consistently contributing each day, then of course you're not going to be happy with yourself. It's that lack of daily consistency that ends up hurting our own self-esteem. Because listen, everyone can show up good or happy or joyous or nice or kind or give once in a while. But those who do it on a consistent basis because they demand that of themselves every day, those are the ones who achieve true confidence, true self-esteem, a true life of greatness.
Even if you're nervous, you gotta do it anyway. Even if you're the first one in your family, you gotta do it anyway. You gotta just do it anyway. Why? Because the people that are living on purpose, the people at the top, they don't make excuses, they make a way. Like, you just gotta do that. Like, with some people, it's like, if I'm not being encouraged, I can't make... No, even if you're not being encouraged, do it anyway. Even if you're not being validated, do it anyway. Like, can you just be faithful in the small things? Can you be consistent? Can you be persistent? Can you be faithful in the dark? Can you be steadfast? Can you be unmovable?
Say it with me and say it like you mean it. I am determined, come hell or high water, to win. From this day forth, all I do is win. Start it, make up in your mind that you're gonna finish it. And if you can get to a point in your life where you finish everything you start, you are going to be miles ahead of everybody else. I don't care how difficult it is, I need you to finish. I don't care how you feel, I need you to finish. I don't care if you feel defeated, finish anyway.
Discipline equals freedom.
If you can believe it, you can receive it. If you can conceive it, you can attain it. The most powerful tool that you have right now in your life, in your body, is your mind. That's why the enemy fights you in your mind. He fights you in your mind. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The devil doesn't have to tie you up for you to be bound. He just has to tie up your head with stress, with worry, with aggravation, with low self-esteem, with pettiness, with anger, with hostility, with rebellion. And he can make you physically sick because your mind is sick. You just have to get your mind out of trouble. Lay your hands on your head and say, give me a new mind. Give me a new mind means give me a new perspective. Give me a new perspective. Give me a new way of looking at my situation. Give me a new way of looking at my circumstances. Get my mind ready for this year, because when I get this year, there's going to be blessings. There's going to be miracles. There's going to be opportunities. Oh, yes, it's going to be some struggles. It's going to be some challenges. It's going to be some tests. But even the struggles are an opportunity for me to show off the victory if my mind can handle the change. If you can get your mind out, you can get your money out. You can get your family out. You can get your job out. You can get your career out. You can get your health out. You can get your prosperity out. If you can get your mind out, no devil in hell, no weapon formed against you, no enemy that hates you can stop you from being free. Grab yourself by the head and say, we're coming out of this.
How do you hang in there during the hard, difficult times, Les? You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably. You got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience. You got to keep moving and keep plugging away. You got to love it. It's got to be what you are supposed to do. You want to sing, and even though they want to invite you to Carnegie Hall, you're going to sing to anybody that listens to you, including singing to yourself. You got to write, even if no one published your book, write, because that was given to you to do. You do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Do whatever is required.
Go into action with your dream. And don't avoid where the fights are. Get in the midst of the fight. Get knocked down so you can learn how to fight, so you can hold your position. Stand up for your dreams. Stand up for what you want in your life. Decide that your life is so meaningful to you, that you love you and you love life so much that you're going to stand up for something you want. Stand up for what you believe in, because you can fall for anything. So what I say to you, that you are powerful. You have miracle working power in your life right now. But you've got to work on yourself. You've got to develop yourself. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out, selling yourself on you and on your potentials. And you've got to know that you are worth all of your effort, and that the key to your motivation, as you get a larger vision of yourself, is to know that you have something to give, is to know that you have a reason for being in the universe at this point in time. Take that leap of faith, trust yourself, and believe that everything is going to be all right.
Just shut up and let me enjoy this pain. I don't want anything to numb it. I don't want anything right now.
When they saw me in the gym in the pumping iron days, they said, why is it that you're working out so hard, 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, and you have always a smile on your face? The others are working out just as hard as you do, and they look sour in the face. And I told people all the time, I said, because to me, I'm shooting for a goal. In front of me is the Mr. Universe title. So every rep that I do gets me closer to accomplishing that goal, to make this goal, this vision, turn into reality. Every single set that I do, every repetition, every weight that I lift will get me a step closer to turn this goal into reality. So I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound squat. I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound bench press. I couldn't wait to do another 2,000 reps of sit-ups. I couldn't wait for the next exercise.
And I know what it's like to tell yourself, I'm going to start on Monday. And then for the next 5 days, you gorge yourself, or you're extra lazy, or you treat yourself extra much because you know you're going to do it this time. And this time I'm serious, and this time I'm for real, and I'm going to get it done. Except you're not, and you know you're not. And if you really want it to change, and if you really want to make a change, and you really want to be different, and you really want it to be this time, start fucking now. I don't care if it's 9 o'clock at night. Do something productive towards what it is you're trying to become. Because I can tell you right now, for sure, that the people who tell themselves, I'm going to start Monday, never fucking start Monday.
All you have to do to kill procrastination is just start. You just go. And procrastination dies. So don't wonder how you overcome procrastination. It's easy. All you do to overcome procrastination is go.
Stop waiting for something to move you and move yourself. Every day, move yourself. In the morning, move yourself. In the afternoon, move yourself. At night, move yourself. Be very intentional and very deliberate about moving yourself.
It's a matter of not making a decision. Little things you're putting off, do it. And do it right now. I know you've got other things. Do it. When you make a decision to do something, you flip your brain onto the frequency that you have to be on to do it. You don't have to know how to do it. You only have to know you're going to do it.
I want you to literally just commit that you wake up and every single damn day, you push yourself to take one small action forward every day for a fucking week. That's it. Don't think about the bigness of it. Actually start doing it.
There's always going to be a reason to wait. There's always going to be something that is inconvenient for you to work through. And there's always going to be a busy schedule. It's always going to be that way. You have to fucking work through it. There's always going to be a reason for you to do what it takes now if you want it bad enough. But a lot of you motherfuckers just don't want it. And unless you're committed 100%, you just aren't going to make it. The processes of success are always inconvenient in the beginning. They don't stay that way. If you stick with it, if you give it time, if you work through the inconveniences, they become habit. They are done with passive effort, passive thought. It's just something automatic. And if you can create automatic actions that are positive in your life, you're going to create automatic winning.
95% of our decisions are made by how you feel in the moment. And that is the problem. Do you feel like getting up? No. Do you feel like making that cold call? No, you don't. Do you feel like doing that third set of reps? No, you don't. We make decisions based on our feelings, and that is robbing you of joy and opportunity.
I will my way to the top. Some of you got that same fight in you, but you fight people. You're still cussing folk out. You're still laying hands on people. That's the easy fight. Now fight your bad habits. Fight your addictions now. Fight your laziness. Fight your procrastination. Take that energy now and fight to get a degree. Fight to start a company. Fight. Most of y'all where y'all are because you never take ownership. It's always somebody else's problem. It's always somebody else's fault why you didn't do what you were supposed to do. It's not their fault. Take ownership. Take the parts that belong to you because I'm the one that's messing up opportunity. I'm the one that keeps repeating my past. And you need to free yourself up and start doing something new, but you can't do new until you get rid of that old. Cut it off. Cut it off. Cut it off. Do what you're supposed to do. You ain't no boy no more.
Understand every time you point the finger that what you're saying to your dreams and goals is, I'm about to put you on hold. You gotta take ownership. I take full responsibility. And I'll do whatever it takes. I'll take ownership. I'll get up. I'll stay late. And that's why you point the finger, because you don't like how the pain feels. That's why you say he did it and she did it. That's why you give the power away, because it hurt too bad to say, I did it. I take ownership. It was my fault. That's why you point the finger. You ain't ready for the pain. You grown. You got ideas. You got talent. You got gifts. Stop shrinking down. Stop minimizing yourself. Take the risk on you. Take the risk on you. You owe you.
And there's some of you, you know what you want, but you are not personally willing to do the work it takes to get it. What you're trying to do is do what you've done on this level and get the next level.
There is nothing in your life that's worthwhile, that's quick and easy. Everything worthwhile is uphill. Does it come to you? You have to fight for it every day. You have to climb for it every day.
Which sets up this problem for all of us. You're never going to feel like it. It's your job to make yourself do the crap you don't want to do so you can be everything that you're supposed to be.
So I just need you to think about three people in your family that you love. Three people. So what I need you to do for me is I need you to think about those people every day when you're doing what you're doing. You have some days where you just want to hit the snooze button. Raise your hand for me. You want to hit the snooze button. So watch this. This is what has to happen. That person that you think about has to be louder than the snooze button. So when you think about granny, you gotta think about, do I hit the snooze button or do I get up and make it happen for granny? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Who are you doing this for? So the days you don't feel like getting up, just think about them. When you think about your siblings, when you think about mom and dad and grandma, when you think about your uncle and aunts, when you think about those people who've been there for you, just raise your hand if you say, E.T., sleep is better than that.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, it's just what we do now. My new norm is, you get up every fucking morning at 4 o'clock and you suffer. That became my new fucking life. Most people want to get out of it. I said, no, motherfucker, this is your new life. This is who you are.
It's about executing regardless of your emotions. These test days, they test your fortitude. They test your endurance, your discipline, your grit, your dedication, your determination, your mental toughness at the very moment when everything in you wants to do absolutely nothing. You gotta get the job done. I want to know what I can overcome. And I know that the harder the task, the harder the obstacle to overcome, the more strength I'm going to gain from it. It's an opportunity to prove that you're a winner. It's an opportunity to prove you are what you say you are in your head when you look in the mirror. When you look in the mirror and you say, there goes a bad motherfucker, you actually believe it. That's the importance of passing these tests. Successful people love the experience of not feeling like doing shit, but then going and kicking ass anyway. They understand that those are the real victories in life. They understand that it's easy to do shit when you feel like doing shit, but they also understand that the real magic, the real glory is earned when your heart is not into something, but your mind tells you, I'm gonna do this shit anyway, and does it. That's where people separate themselves from the pack. That's where people earn the right to success. They earn the money, they earn the life, they earn the relationship, they earn the body in those little moments where they don't want to do what they need to do, but move forward regardless of how they feel. That's what champions know, champions understand, and champions can thrive on.
And you don't get here by quitting when you're tired. You get here by quitting when you finish, when you're done. You don't stop when you're tired. You stop when you're done. You stop when you complete it, when you execute it.
For somebody going through tough times, for somebody struggling just to keep your head above water, you're trying, but things don't seem to be quite working out the way you planned. You thought you'd be in a different place at this season in your life, but you're still suffering.
You have no say-so in what happens to you, but you have a say-so in what you do about it. You have a determining voice into where your life can go. See, life is 10% what happens to you. It's 90% what you do about it. You get a setback. You get thrown off course. You lost your mama. That's dirt. But show me something that has grown into something beautiful that didn't have no dirt on it. You need dirt on you to develop, because dirt ain't just dirt. Dirt is fertilizer. Dirt is nutrient. Dirt gives you the strength for your seed to push through. You gotta have dirt on you to push through something. Everything you see that's beautiful starts out as a seed, but that seed got to get dirt on it. You got to have dirt on you to grow into what life got for you.
The only thing I want from you is that every single day when uncertainty creeps in, I need you to get up and I need you to go heavy on it. In the midst of opposition, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of adversity, when you taste a little bit of blood and something happens that you didn't expect to happen, I need you to go heavy on it.
When you're working, you have a wall to break through. A friend of mine who runs a marathon, he says, when he's running the 26-mile marathon, he said, let's say that hypothetically, that 18th mile is the wall. He says, Les, when you get there and you're running, he says, everything in you is telling you to stop, to give up. Every muscle is aching. And you're saying to yourself, I can't do it. I can't do it. And you just keep on and you keep on and you keep on. It seems like you're moving at slow motion. And then eventually when you break through that 18-mile wall, then you know it's like done and you're on automatic and you glide on in. And you know it's there. You know you're going to get to the finish line. And we've all had experiences where we were working on something and we knew it was possible. And we did those things that were necessary to bring it into reality. We took the responsibility to make it happen. Other people couldn't see it. A lot of people didn't believe it. You were attacked. You were criticized. People were opposing you.
The reason why effort is isolated, because nobody can dictate it. Effort is 100% in the mind. No coach, no player, nobody else can make you run to the ball. Nobody else can make you finish the tackle. Nobody else can do it. That's why it's the most isolated things in this earth right now. It's effort. Because that's all about you.
Wins and losses come a dime a dozen. The effort, nobody can judge effort. Because effort is between you and you. Effort ain't got nothing to do with nobody else.
You gotta be the hardest workers in the room.
The masters make the hardest things in the world look easiest. And in the moments where you push yourself, when no one else is around, those moments have a tendency to lead to success.
And not only that, but in what world do we not work every day? You gotta work every fucking day. It doesn't end.
It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of people. It is. But if you wanna fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you fucking do, you've arrived.
Damn, man, how many movies are you gonna make, or how much shit are you gonna do? Like, you do a lot of shit. I say, yes, it's my ambition. Of course, why not? I love what I do.
Where people are like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? I'm in the right fucking spot of obsession and drive.
That's the difference of when you say, I wanna be something, and I don't have no choice. When I wanna be something, then you're gonna present a lot of broken dreams. When you are destined to do something, the conversation is totally different. Because it's a lifestyle.
At some point, you gotta be fucking tired of not being number one. You have to be, and you gotta fucking play angry. And I play angry.
It's all pissed off for greatness. It's a dream pissed off for greatness. That means you're okay with being mediocre.
One day I made a decision that enough is enough. I'm tired of being average. I'm tired of being good. I'm tired. I want to move to the nicest neighborhood. I want to fly first class. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime.
I wake up every morning at 3 o'clock. Why? Because you just got to get there before the genius get there.
They ain't waking up to 8. So if you get up at 3, you ain't got to be smarter than them. You just got to be quicker than them. You just got to be faster than them. You just got to get to the spot before they get to the spot. You ain't gotta be them. You ain't gotta be on their level. You don't have to be as smart. You don't have to become them. You can stay you, but you gotta get there before they get there. If you're gonna stay you,
you have to get this concept of going all in. You have to get this beast mode.
I wanna position myself for greatness. I don't know everything. I have not accomplished everything. I'm not where I wanna be. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still trying to get better. You've gotta position yourself and stop pouting. Stop looking at what other people are getting and look at what they're doing, and if you start doing it, you'll start getting it. You don't get out of life what you want, you get out of life what you earn.
The sentence out of your mouth is a story that you are putting out. I'm not gonna make it. I quit. Let's get a divorce. Business is never coming back. We've lost too many people. I've made too many mistakes. I'm a failure. Nobody can help me. I've done too many bad things. I don't know what's coming out of your mouth, but it's a death sentence. And as you continue to confess it, and as you continue to declare it, well, don't be surprised when it becomes true in your life. We have to make sure that whenever I feel, when I think a death sentence, I must speak a life sentence. Oh, I'm feeling the sentence of death. I'm feeling the thoughts of anxiety. I'm feeling the thoughts that I'm done. I feel like I've been used and it hurts and it's difficult. But when that happens, I start speaking out a life sentence. No, I'm just going to keep showing up. No, I'm going to get back up. The righteous man, he falls 7 times, but he gets back up.
Never give up. Never give in, because skill can't get you past certain things. Quickness, agility can't get you to have mental toughness. Pain ain't permanent. Your pain ain't permanent. You can get through this. You bigger than your pain. You better than that.
Come on, you need to remember, this is not the first time you cried. This is not the first time you were short of breath. This is not the first time you didn't see a way clear. This is not the first time you were hurt. This is not the first time your heart was broken. This is not the first time you didn't have enough money. This is not the first diagnosis that came up from behind.
Say, I'm gonna live to tell the story. This too shall pass. I will remain. I'm not gonna quit. Every one of my burdens, there's a blessing on the inside. If you don't quit, you will win, baby.
We're gonna work through this. You're gonna get up. You're gonna get dressed. You're gonna get out. And you're gonna do what you've been called to do. You're gonna be what you called to be. And you're gonna prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're gonna prove all of them wrong.
Just keep coming back. You got nothing left to give, just show back up. Half of life, man, is just showing up.
And I'm telling you right now, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, don't give in. Get through it.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Some of you have been knocked out by life, and you got up and saw the blood. He hit me. Sometimes in life, you have to hit back.
It's hard to keep your spirits up, to be motivated, to be encouraging. It's hard. You got bills. You got responsibilities. It's hard. But it's worth believing. It's worth giving yourself a chance. It's worth fighting relentlessly, never giving up.
You have absolutely nothing to do with what happened to you. It's not your fault. But if I come back a week later, you're still on the ground. If I come back a year later, you're still on the ground. That's your fault. If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated.
When crises strike in your life, and in the Chinese language, crises mean danger, but it also means opportunity. And this is an opportunity for you to grow. And you've got to be so relentless that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow.
Failure gives you two choices. You stay down or you get up. Well, I'm up and I am fired up because I have figured it out.
It's the mindset. You better change the way you think. All you need to do is change your thinking and you change your world. You don't need to change anything else.
It takes courage to be different. It takes courage to go where you've never gone before. It takes courage to be successful. It takes courage to win. Do you have the courage to stand there though the storms keep raging and you stand there and say, I've come too far to turn around? Do you have the courage?
So I'll hear people say, if you believe it, then you can achieve it. And the problem with that is they're leaving out the most important part of the equation.
And most people will not be successful. They will not reach whatever they want because when there's not anything emotionally attached to it, they're going to quit and give up. Most people were closer than they ever thought they were to finishing that big thing, but they never finished it because they didn't feel like finishing it. Or they were doing it and it was pain. And most people quit in the pain because the pain hurts so bad that they don't know if they want to keep going to get to go. Because you're going to wake up most days and not feel like it. You're going to wake up most days and not be pumped up. You're going to wake up most days and not feel like doing it. But when you can get to a point that you do it anyway, then there's no way you won't reach any of your goals.
There's things that you know you're supposed to do as a human being. Things that you know are going to improve your life. Do those things. There's things that you know are going to make you a worse person and make your life worse. Don't do those things.
You think things are going to just go your way? Well, they're not going to just go your way. You got to make them go your way. You think things are going to just happen for you? Well, they're not just going to happen for you. You got to make them happen.
Everyone seems to think that this world, this government, somebody owes them something. Nobody owes you shit. If you want something, go out there and get it. Go out there and fucking take it. That's all there is to it.
You need to stop this whining, this crying all the damn time, and get up and do something about it. And the biggest thing I see getting in the way is your fucking feelings. Your feelings. Where there's a will, there's a way. When you've got air in your lungs, then you have no excuse. It's just a matter of perspective. You're either gonna be a fucking sheep, or you're gonna be a lion. You're gonna be an attacker and a go-getter. But if you wanna sit there and cry and moan and whine all the fucking time, well, you can't, then you sit your ass on that bench with the losers, and you stay there. But don't expect me to turn around and pat you on the back and say, hey, good job for being a fucking quitter. Get up and do something about it.
People who win can do and people who lose talk You can win if you choose to learn the things that you need to do and then can do them. That's reality. That's the nobody wants to admit, because admitting so means that you have to take responsibility for where you are currently. And you have to say, I am where I am currently because I didn't do X, Y, and Z. And guess what? That can hurts a little bit. But once you accept that truth, you are able to then move forward with the actions required to get you to where you want to go.
When your day is a museum of disappointments hanging from events that were outside of your control. When you find yourself flailing in an ocean of why is this happening to me? When it feels like your guardian angel put in his 2-week notice 2 months ago and just decided not to tell you. When it feels like God is a babysitter that's always on the phone where you get punched in the esophagus by a fistful of life. Remember that you will survive. Remember, things could be worse. Remember, we are never, ever given anything that we can't handle. When the world crumbles around you, you have to look at the wreckage and then build a new one out of all the pieces that are still here. Remember, you are still here. The human heart beats approximately 4,000 times per hour, and each pulse, each throb, each palpitation is a trophy engraved with the words, "You are still alive."
I invested too much to quit. I made too many sacrifices to give up. We've come too far. We've been through too much. We've seen too much. We've had too many victories. We have seen defeat. We've looked defeat in the face, and we've overcome it. We've come too far to give up now. We've come too far to be negative now. We've come too far to start overthinking now.
So when life happens, I don't just sit there and cry. I brought back.
And the process is not supposed to be comfortable. So if it hurts, welcome to the big leagues. If you feel like you're under heat, praise God. If you feel like you're being pressured, praise God. But when God looks like he's pulling you back, eventually he's gonna let you go. And the farther he pulls you back,
the spirit of resiliency, the spirit of grit, it's in your DNA, it's in your blood. Overcoming is in your blood. Getting through adversity is in your blood. Your ancestors got through so much more. We will be all right. We need to focus on where we're going, not where we come from and what's happening.
I just need you to keep walking towards.
I don't need you thinking about it no more. You're doing too much thinking. You analyze it too much. You're talking yourself out of it. I don't know if this gonna work. I tried and it didn't work. I just need you to keep moving. I need you to make up in your mind that the only way you can lose is if you quit. I just need you to keep going.
You gotta tell life, I don't know who you've been dealing with, but you ain't dealt with me. You gotta tell bankruptcy. You gotta tell divorce. You gotta tell sickness. I don't know who you've been dealing with, but you come up against the wrong one this time. You can be and do whatever you want.
We all have two people. We have the easy voice, which is that voice that we all love. That's that very comfortable voice holding you saying, it's going to be okay. Doesn't care how good you are, just loves you. Just loves you no matter how messed up you are in life. So that's that one voice. This other voice that we walk very far away from is the voice saying, hey man, you ain't doing shit. You're not working your butt off hard enough. You're not trying hard enough. Turn up this voice and listen to the truth. The truth is in this other part of your brain saying, look, man, you're wasting a bunch of percentage here. We have 80 more percent that we're not tapping into, because in this other 80% is suffering, pain, failure, self-doubt, darkness, and then a whole bunch of light. But to get to this light, you got to go through all of this When you quit, your mind says, we're done. So it doesn't expand. There's no expansion when you quit. When you say, fuck you, this sucks, I'm drowning, I'm miserable, I'm suffering, I'm broken, but I'm not going anywhere. What happens to your mind, it says, fuck, he's not leaving. So we gotta expand, we gotta grow, we gotta figure this fucking thing out. So then these compartments in your brain, they have to work. And then you start to engage parts of your mind that you never engaged before when you're in suffer mode and you say, I'm not gonna quit. You gotta tell your brain where you wanna go and how you wanna go and how you wanna get there. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back, your mind will say, okay, we're gonna figure it out, because he is not going to stop.
You should fucking quit. You should quit fucking quitting. Any path you take to get where you want to be, if that place is worthwhile to go, it's going to be fucking hard. So quit judging your quitting based upon how hard something is. Because every single path that you could possibly take to get somewhere where you want to be is going to be hard. Struggle, pain, misery, frustration, those are signs that you are on the right path and making progress. Nobody that is where you want to be has gotten there without these struggles, without the bleeding, without the pain, without the depression, without the misery. Nobody. And if you want to be something great, you are going to have to learn to accept the struggle as part of the recipe. Every single day, you need to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, what am I willing to do to get what I want?
And if the answer is, whatever the fuck I have to, you'll get there in time.
You're setting the example every single day of your life. You have to constantly over that motherfucking machine. The machine is your mind. You got to keep challenging it every day.
It's pretty easy to get the mindset that there's nothing you can do about it, that you're overwhelmed, that you can't change the world. Well, you know what you can change? You can change you. You can change your world. And if you change your world and you make yourself better and you make your part of the world better, the rest of the world will follow.
Good intentions are overrated.
I know so many people, well, I'm going to do that. Yes, I think that's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that. So good intentions are the most overrated phrase in the world. Nothing happens until you've got good action.
And it's not going to come to you, and it's not going to fall in your lap, and it's not going to be something that, oh my God, it just was so simple. It's always going to be difficult.
Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things, they happen. You got to get real doggish. You got to get downright funky if you want to make it.
Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit.
Weakness haunts us all. The times we could have done more. They eat at your self-esteem. They rob you of your self-respect. They diminish your belief in your potential. The true art of a full life is to minimize those moments when your weak thoughts win the battle and maximize your ability to rise and grind. Most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful. Start putting some pressure on. Put some pressure on yourself. Get out here and get about it.
You done said something about the vision and somebody tried to kill you and you done backed off. Are you hearing what I'm trying to tell you? I'm telling you that you got to be possessed with the vision.
You want to make your dream come true, you got to stay focused. Some people rather get even than get ahead. Stay focused on where you want to go. I just kept on doing what I was supposed to do. So you've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information, to be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become. You have to give it everything you got. No more TV, no more parties, no more playing. What you need to be doing is studying.
You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen.
You got to begin with the end in mind. So whatever your dream or your goal is, you got to wake up every day to it. You got to go to bed with it. You got to read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do, got to pour into that dream.
You got to stay focused on your dream. Don't allow anyone to pull you off the game plan.
When they're having fun, you grind. When they're chilling, you work your ass off. When they're getting lit, you put in more work. And when they're wishing for a better lifestyle, you'll be living it.
All your excuses are lies. Little lies that you think makes life easier, but they don't. Now I know in the morning, you got that blanket giving you a warm hug, and you got the pillow, which is whispering in your ear, telling you it's okay, telling you to stay just a little longer. But don't listen to them. They're lying to you. Listen to your alarm clock, which is telling you to get up and get some. Listen to the weight room, the pull-up bar, which is telling you to face reality. And listen to your will, which is telling you to get up and crush everything, regardless of how you feel. Don't negotiate with weakness. Kill it.
See, in life, you can go through life, you can come up with reasons or you can come up with results. You can come up with excuses or you can come up with achievements. You can go through life blaming or you can come up with solutions. The choice is in your hands, satisfaction or despair. We can choose that.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do now.
My new norm is you get up every fucking morning at 4 o'clock and you suffer. That became my new fucking life. Most people want to get out of it. I said, no, motherfucker, this is your new life. This is who you are.
I don't care how small it is. I don't care how minuscule the movement is, but make movement. Move forward and do that every single day, no matter what. You aren't getting any closer to your 5-year plan or your 3-year plan or your 7-year plan or any plan that you've got unless you get up and start getting after it today.
You trying to get to the next level and you just interested. You kidding yourself. Forget about it. If you want to get to the next level, if you want to eat it, if you want to live it, if you want to be it, if you want to do it, stop talking about it and give me full commitment.
You can be the person who says, this is going to fucking work no matter what happens, no matter how frustrated I get, no matter how angry I get, no matter what, I'm fucking doing this.
If you're committed, you'll start today to let go of your stories, your excuses, your reasons why you can't and why you won't. You'll upgrade your knowledge. You'll upgrade your skills. You'll come in every single day and figure out how you can achieve those goals.
It's about executing regardless of your emotions. These test days, they test your fortitude, your endurance, your discipline, your grit, your dedication, your determination, your mental toughness at the very moment when everything in you wants to do absolutely nothing. You gotta get the job done.